Last time we started discussing the concept of Kibolo Kachpolto by Libun. When a person kashes the kli through the fire, what kind of heat does he need? Is there some objective level of heat that you need for the process of Libun to work? Or do we say that just like when it comes to Hagola, there are different levels? Kibolo Kachpolto, whatever kind of heat you used in the Bliya, for the absorption, for the issa to be absorbed into the kli, that's the same type of heat that you need in order to be machsher, in order to be maflet that bliya from the kli. Regarding hagala, we saw the Shulchan Aruch says that there are levels of kli rishon and iri kli rishon and kli sheni, all different levels. So the question is, when it comes to libun, do these same types of levels apply? Meaning, the same heat that you used to be mavliya the issa into the kli, well, not that you used, that someone used, if a non-Jew used it and now you get the kli from them, so that same level of heat has to be used in order to be maflet that bliya. We said that there's some objective level. So we mentioned the Prima Godin writes that you need dafka nitzotzos nitzin, that the sparks have to be flying, like the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. Or like the Lashon of the Bavli, you need hasharas haklipa, that the peel, the edge of the kli has to be removed through the libun. Meaning you need what's called a libun chomer. A Libun Chomer, which we said is about 700 degrees or so, that's a very hot temperature, that if the kli, if the oven were not treated, you actually would have sparks flying. Bizman hazeh, we treat the oven, so the sparks are not going to be flying anyway, but according to the Prima Godim, you need to put the oven up to 700 to 800 degrees to the level of heat that you have in a self-cleaning oven, but that you don't have in a non-self-cleaning oven. That's the opinion of the Prima Godim. The Chavis Maimoni, we saw, disagreed. The Chavis Maimoni wanted to suggest that maybe Kibolo Kachpolto should work by Libun. That whatever heat you used in order to put the bliya inside the kli, that's the same heat that you use in order to be maflet the bliya from inside the kli. What's this dependent on? The Machlokas, the Chavis Maimoni, Prima Godim. So we said it's dependent on the very nature of Libun. How does the Hechsher of Libun work? Hagola, presumably, is based on Platas Isser, Haflatas Isser, that you're trying to expel the Isser from inside the Kli. So if you're trying to expel the Isser from inside the Kli, it makes sense that by Hagola we use the principle of Kibolo Kachpolto. However it's Nivla, however it enters into the Kli, it's absorbed in the Kli, that's the same way that you have it be maflit, that you have it being expelled from the Kli. So the question is, when it comes to Libun, how does that Hechsher work? Should we say Libun is fundamentally different than Hagola? Maybe Libun is not maflit the Issa from the Kli Bechlal, but rather it's Sorif Issa Issa Bimkomo. It's destroying, it's burning up the Issa in its place. That's what the Ra'ah said. Right? The Ra'ah had this line when he talked about Hechsher B'miktas HaKli. He says that Hagola and Libun are not the same. Libun is Sorif Issa Bliya Bimkomo. It's totally different. And that's what the Prima Godim writes as well, that we're not talking about Giul Ha'isr over here. This is not a Hagola, this is not a Haflotas Ha'isr, but rather it serves as Isvim Komo. And that's what the Prima Godim says, that you would need Nitzosos Nitzin. The other way to look at it is that Libun is really the same as Hagola, that it's Haflotas Ha'isr. So if it's Haflotas Ha'isr, then presumably you wouldn't need Nitzosos Nitzin. There is no objective level. There's no Srefa Sabliya Bimkoma, but rather it's Haflata Sa'is. If it's Haflata Sa'is, and then Kibolo Kachpolto. However, it was Nivla, that's the same way that it should be Niflat from the Kli. Lemaisa, we mentioned that Rav Moshe is Machmir, he assumes that you need Nitzotzos Nitzin, like the Prima Godim. And he's Medayag from the Shulchan Aruch, that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say Kider Tashmisho Kach Hechshera Legabi Libun. So he assumes that you should need Nitzosos Nitzin, that really Libun is being served as a Bliya Bimkomo. We said that Dayan Weiss and the Minchas Yitzchak argued, and many posts can follow this approach of Dayan Weiss, he's Mekel. He assumed that just like Kibolo Kachpolto works by Hagola, it'll work by Libun as well, because the nature of Libun is that it's coming to be Maflit the Isser, so then Kibolo Kachpolto should work by Libun too. And we said that you can rely, many rely on this opinion of Dayan Weiss, but Siruf, the idea that when it comes to Atanurim, the real problem is not that there's going to be a bliya of liquid directly on the oven, or that some mamoshes of the meat or whatever you're cooking in the oven is going to touch the oven. It's not like a grill rack, right? The oven racks hold pots, and really the issue here is one of steam, of zeya. When it comes to Zeya, there's a big shail in the poskim. Yes, the Shulchan Aruch quotes a Tshuva Sarosh, that Zeyas Mashkim Kamohu, that it has the same status. If you have Isser, Mashkim of Isser, that turned into steam, the steam can Aser too. But the Rivash, there are other Rishonim who argue with the Rashi, even though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote those Rishonim, but there are Rishonim on the books that claim that Zeh is not a problem b'chalal. So we said that perhaps you can have a Snif Lahakel, that first of all, maybe Kabbalah Kapoto should work by Liban, and even a Kabbalah Kapoto doesn't work by Liban, but steam might not be a problem b'chalal. So putting two and two together, as long as you have Kabbalah Kapoto, as long as you put the oven up to the highest temperature, most poskim assume that that's enough to kasher it from Isser. So let's say a person is taking over an apartment that was rented by a non-Jew, and Mistama, he used it for treifas, for whatever, for nevela, for chazer, for anything. I mean, real Isser was cooked in the oven. One should be able to simply clean out the oven. Obviously, there can't be any be'en left in the oven. There can't be any solid particles. But you could clean out the oven. Once it's cleaned out, then you can raise the oven to the highest temperature. You want to be machmir for the longest time. Put it on for 2 hours. And l'chora, that should be enough to kasher the oven to be able to use it for kosher. We started to talk last time about the next issue. And that is, even the machmirim, the prima godim, And other poskim who claim, Rav Moshe and others who claim that you have to be machmir, that Kabbalah Kapoto doesn't apply by Liban, that you actually need an objective shear of heat of 700 degrees, the self-cleaning oven heat, in order to kasher the oven, there is one situation where even they would say that you don't need a Liban Chomer, you don't need that objective heat. What's that situation? That's called Hetera Bola. Hetera Bola might change everything. Till now we're talking about Isura Bola, that the person used the oven for Issa, and now you want to kasher the oven. But let's say it was used for Heter, so why are you kashering it? What's going on? So there are many situations of Heter Bola that you would want to kasher. For example, meat to milk, or milk to meat. Right? If you use the oven for meat, and then you want to use it for dairy. Let's say you uncovered a pan of meat, now you want to uncover a pan of some kind of milchika pasta, right? So you're going to cook them open, and let's say you want to be machmer, there's going to be a problem of zeya there, right? So you want to be machmer to kasher the oven in between. The truth is that's a big machlokas in the poskim anyway, right? Whether you have to kasher between milk and dairy in our ovens, if you're only cooking solid, I guess if there's mashke, if there's actual milk and actual meat juice, there's more room to be machmer, but it's a shaila. There are some poskim who claim that there is no such thing as zeya in our ovens, because our ovens are vented, so there's no problem of zeya. But many poskim assume that there is a problem of zeya, and one really should kasha between milk and meat, if you use cooking milk and meat in the same oven. Similarly, chametz b'pesach, right? Chametz before Pesach is mutter. So what's the status of chametz? Is that hetera bola? Is that isura bola? Many poskim assume, many rishonim assume chametz is actually hetera bola, because when it was nivla, if it's nivla before Pesach, obviously, if it's nivla on Pesach, that's isura bola. But if it was nivla before Pesach, that should be called hetera bola. So how do we kasher an oven for Pesach? How do we kasher an oven for Pesach? The bli of chametz was al ha'esh, right? So should we say that you need a libun? Rav Moshe would say you need Liban Chamor? Or maybe Chametz is considered Heter Bol, and somehow that din should be different. So the source of this sugya is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Let's go back to the screen share. Okay, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah in Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph writes like this on the fourth line. Rami Le Rav Amram Le Rav Sheshes. Rav Amram asked Rav Sheshes the following kasha. Tnan Hashpudim Veha Askel Amalabnan Be'ur. It says in our Mishnah, Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis, that Shpudim and Askela, a skillet or a spit, you have to do Liban for. Utnan gabe kochim, Ashpud v'ha Askela, magilan b'chamin. And yet by kochim, in Zvachim, the Mishnah says that Shpud and Askela, you just do agala. It's the chastira between the Mishnayas. That's his kasha. To Amalei, Rav Sheshes answered, Amram Bari, ma'inin kochim etzel giyuli ol de kachavim, hocha etera bala, hosim isura bala. Rav Sheshes responded, what are you talking about? Yeah, of course the Mishnayos are different because it's totally different cases. Kodshim is Hetera Bola. The Mishnah in Avodah Zarah is talking about Isura Bola. What does he mean that Kodshim is Hetera Bola? When you cook the Kodshim in the Kli, when you cook the Chatos or the Shlomim or the Tod or whatever you're cooking in the Kli, it's Hetera, you're going to eat it. The problem is, after a certain time, it becomes Noser. So unless you kasher the Kli before it becomes Noser, then you'll have a Bliya of Isser, inside the kli. So that's hetera bala that turns into iser. Rav Sheshes wants to say that if you have a bli of hetera bala, so then hagala is sufficient, even though it was al ha'esh. A blia of hetera al ha'esh, Zokter of Sheshes, the Mishnah in Zvachim says that blia can be kasha through hagala, it doesn't need libun. When the Mishnah here in Avodah Zarah says that you need libun for shpudin and askel, that's talking about isura bala. But if you have hetera bala, that the blia was done when it was heter, it's going to become iser later, but you're going to kasher it before it becomes iser, like by kachim. We don't want to wait to kasher the kli after it becomes nosa. Then it's iser, so we're going to kasher it when it's heter. So if it's hetera bala and you kasher it before it becomes iser, zogdav shesh, it's not a problem. Amar Rava, sov ki kapala di sura kapala, frekt Rava, what's Rav Shesh is saying? Why is hetera bala any different? Sof, in the end, when the Issa comes out, when the Blia comes out, it's going to be Issa. Meaning, we're concerned that you're going to cook something in this pot after the Blia becomes Nosa. So what does it matter that it was a terrible initially? The fact is, the Blia that comes out afterwards is going to be Issa, so it shouldn't be any different. So comes Rav Ashi at the end of the Gemara. There's a whole back and forth here in the Sugya. Then at the end, Rav Ashi says like this, Rav Ashi Amar, Lo'olam kida Amar Meikara. Hacha terabala hachi surabala. With kakashala the bidna the kapalit isura kapalit. Bidna the kapalit lo ise li isura be'ene. Zokter of Ashi, no. If the blia was beheter, then I don't care. If the blia was beheter and I kashered it before it turned into isur, then I don't care that some kind of a blia, some blia is going to come out. Because bidna the kapalit lo ise li isura be'ene. When the blia is niflat from the kli after it becomes nosa, that's not a problem. Because lo ise li isur b'ene, vos meintos, what do the words mean? Lo ise li isur b'ene. So Rashi explains, shekishenase nosa lo havi isur b'ene, shebesoch dofne akli haya balua, ume olam lo hukar isura. Says Rashi, the yesod is that if it was hetera bola, and then I kashered it before it turned into Isser. Now when it becomes Nosar, the Isser isn't Be'en. At the moment that the Isser is trying to be Chal, the Isser is only a Blia. It's not Be'en, it's only a Blia and a Dofne Akli. Me'olam lo hukar Isura. The Isser was never recognizable at any time. It was never Be'en, because when it was Be'en, it was Het. The only time it becomes Isser is after it's a Blia. So, Zokter of Ashi, If the issa was never hukar, so then it's not going to be a problem. If the issa was never hukar, it was only when it was hukar, it was heter, and then I kasher it before it turned into issa. Now it turns into issa when it's a blia. It was not hukar me'olam, so then it's not going to be a problem. What is Rashi saying? What is the yesod that's emerging from the Gemara? Why do we say that if I machshir the kli beheter bala, even if it's al ha'esh, all I need is a Hagola to be machshir the kli. Well, what's the Gemara saying? Lo ise li isura be'enei. Well, what did that do? So the Ritva over here has a very important comment. The Ritva in Avodah Zarah quotes from the Ramban. This I gave you in the packet. The Ritva quotes the Rashi. And then he says, Mikan dikte grabenu harai v'tzal dekelem shel pesach avilu shpudim ve'askelo'os be'agola sagi lehu. Deho hetera bali. The Ritva says, b'shem the Ravid, that based on this yesod that by hetera bala hagola is sufficient, you never need libun. Oh, a tremendous chiddush in the Gemara that by hetera bala libun is never necessary. Even if the blia was al ha'esh, all you need is hagola to be machshir the kli. So from that, the Ravid says that any kelim shel pesach, even a shpud, even an askel that was used in the fire, is enough by hagola because it's hetera bala. Meaning, if you kasher it before pesach, he says chametz bepesach is hetera bala, so I can apply the principle of the Gemara. Right, kachim and pesach and chametz pesach are the same. Zok the Ravid. V'hainu nami time adamin and hasam gabi sakin and the pischa the sagelahu beroschin. That's why the Gemara says in Psachim that if you have sakini the pischa, what do you mean sakini the pischa? Presumably we're talking about sakinim that were used on the fire, barbecue, forks and knives and whatnot. So he says sagelahu beroschin. All it needs is just a hagala beroschin. Mashen came besakin shel nochem to buy libun. Sakin shel nochem, sakin that was used be'isser, of course that needs libun, but sakin shel heter, only used for chametz before Pesach, that shel heter, and if it's shel heter, then sakin lo beroschin. That's the opinion of the Ravid. The Ravid extrapolates from the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, from Kachim, the chametz of Pesach is also hetera, v'hagola sakin lo. Zok the Ritva ve'ein zedas ha-ga'onim. The Gaonim are against the Rabbit. Shame kosu the Hechsher Kli Pesach dinam keHechsher Kli Nochrim. The Gaonim say that Pesach is no different than Hechsher Kli Nochrim. The Chen kosu haRambam Zal veHaRamban Zal kedivrei haGaonim. The Sakina the Pesach of Sakina Nochrim Chadina Islu v'Tavayu Yisur Bali. What is he saying? He's not arguing with the Gemara. The Ritva just quotes that the Gaonim and the Rambam and the Ramban all hold that Chametz is Isurabala. It's not Heterabala, it's Isurabala. But why? When the Bli of Chametz entered into the Kli, it was Nivla Beheter. So as the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Mishnah Berurah that I asked you to see, Mishnah Berurah in Tov Nun Aleph, I think it's Sivkot Nechav Ches, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. Mishnah Berurah says that since Chametz Shmo Olav Kol Hashana Kula, Chametz, it's called Chametz the whole year, right? Chimutz means that it's leaven, that something rose. So it's called Chametz the whole year, it's just Chametz is Mutter the whole year. But since the Shem Chametz is there the whole year, Zok the Ramban and the Gaonim, they say that that's called Isur HaBala. It's Isur HaBala from the beginning because the Shem Chametz is there the whole year. Right? It's not like Kodshim. Kodshim, there's no Shem Noser. The only Shem that's in the Kli is Chattas, Shlomim. Right? There's no Shem Noser. The Shem Noser is Chal later. But here, the Shem Chametz is Chal Kol Hashana Kula. It's just, it's Chametz Behesh, Chametz Shel Heter. Chametz Shel Heter. There's no Noser Shel Heter. Right? But by Chametz, is Chametz Shel Heter. There's Chametz Shel Iser. So Zokta Ramban, you can't say Chametz is Heterabala. It's not Heterabala, it's Yisurabala. Because Chametz Shmola Kol Hashana Kula. So the Ramban, the Gaonim, the Rambam, they all hold Chametz is Yisurabala. So they say there's no difference between that and Sakin Shel Nochrin. Okay? But the Ramban admits that there is a din of Heterabala. Heterabala applies to Kachim. And where else would the din of Heterabala apply? Where else? Where else? To Basar and Chalav, exactly. Right? Just because Chametz with Pesach is Yisurabala doesn't mean there aren't cases of Heterabala for us. I mean, we're not talking about Kachim. Hopefully, in Mitzvah Hashem, very soon, we'll talk about Kachim. But Basar and Cholov is certainly a terrible. You use the oven for Basar, and you kasher it for Cholov. Let's say you had a par of a Kli, and you used it for Cholov, and you want it to stay par, so you're going to kasher the Kli, right? You want it to... there's a Bli of Cholov in there. That's a terrible. There is a terrible of Basar and Cholov. So what's the din of a terrible? Why is Agala sufficient for that? Okay, let's see with that hakdama. Now let's see the key line of the Ramban. The Ramban alludes to this idea that there's no shame noser when it's nivla, as opposed to chametz that there is a shame chametz. Ulaha shabola nasa noser vahi shaita enisa noser roy lochol. Listen carefully now. Vahi shaita, when the iser is chal, ein iser nosa roi lochol, ella al masha roi liflot al yedei hagola. The iser nosa is not roi to be chal, except on something that you can be polate through hagola. She blia gedola. She heba nesinas tam. If you have a blia gedola in the pot, meaning if you didn't kasher it yet, so then the shame nosa can be chal on that iser, on that blia. But ukashehigil, but if you were magil the kli already, so you took out, came out all the blia. There might be a little bit remaining, but it's batel. There's a small amount of time left. Afal pishen nishar b'ma'at, even though a little bit is remaining. She'eno niflat ella al yedei ha'or. The remaining blia is not going to be niflat unless you put it into the fire. Because again, this thing was used in the fire. You did a hagola. The hagola removed most of the blia, but there's a little bit of blia left that can only be removed by the fire. Dr. Ramban, oso ma'at shenishar eino oser. That little bit is not going to answer. Aval b'chametz v'peso shenivil b'sakin chametzu v'shem chametz olav ela shadayin lo chal olav zman isuro. B'komokom kishachal olav v'pesach roi hu le'oser. But by chametz v'peso, since it was isura bola shem chametz olav, so there's a shem chametz that's chal on that iser. So you got to get that iser out of the kli. You're not allowed to use a kli shel iser. Any kli that has a bli of iser inside of it, you're not allowed to use it. Dr. Ramban, but if you're magil, Kodshim, Imagala Kli of Kodshim, since it was Heter Bola, and you remove most of the Bliya, and the only Bliya that's left is a Tam Muat. A Tam Muat can't become Osir, he says. And then he concludes, V'chayniramid divrei Rashi Zal. That's what I think Pshan and Rashi is Shapir. Shekshanasa nosa lo avi yisur ve'enei. Shebesor dofne akli ha'yabalua ume'olam lohukar isuro. What's he saying? Rashi writes, when it becomes nosa lo avi yisur ve'enei, it's v'dofne akli ume'olam lohukar isur. What's he saying? The Chor, what the Ritva is saying, is that me'olam lohukar ha'isur is that you didn't have a strong enough tam in the Kli to create the Issur. Meaning, if it was Nivla be'Issur, so then you had a Tam of Issur in the Kli. So even if you take out a little bit of that Tam with the Hagola, that's not enough, because there's still a Tam of Issur in the Kli. But Zok the Ramban, if it was Heter Bola, and you do a Hagola, and you take out some of the Issur, so what's remaining in the Kli is a Tam of Heter, but it's a very small tam of heter, like some of the Rishonim say. What's the lashon we had from the Ran? What's a lashon? It's a tam kolosh, right? It's a tam kolosh. It's a weak tam. You took out most of the bliya through the hagala, but you can't take out everything because it was nivla ba'esh. But the tam that's remaining is a tam kolosh. So if it's a tam kolosh, you never had a good tam, right? This issa was never hukar. Me'ola. It wasn't Asr when it was Be'en. It only is trying to become Asr when it's a Bliya inside the walls of the Kli. And at the time that the Issa wants to be Chal, there's so little left. Right? Qualitatively, quantitatively, and qualitatively. The Tam is Kolosh, the Tam is weakened. So because you never had a Tam, Gomer, Be'en, Me'olam, that's why the Issa is not going to be Chal. That's the Yisod, Zok the Ramban. That if you have Hetera Bola, that means that if you do a Hagolah, you'll be able to take out, you'll be able to be machlish, to weaken the Bliya enough that it becomes a Tam Kolosh, and now the Issa won't be able to be Chal, because on such a Tam, Issa can never be Chal. If you had an Issa from beforehand that was Nivla Be'esh, so then of course you need a Libun, because it doesn't matter that the Hagolah is going to take out most of the Tam. The reality is, it's still a Tam Issa. You don't need the Issa to be Chal when it's Balua inside the walls of the Kli. Because it existed before it was below inside the walls of the Kli. But if it was Heter Bola, now you need the Issa to be Chal in the walls of the Kli, so then the Tam has to be a Tam Chazak. So if you do Hagola and you weaken the Tam in the Kli, so then the Issa is not going to be able to be Chal, and that's why Hagola can work for Heter Bola. Morty Blau.
Can we say that Bota Bachal is different? Because I know we spoke about before, early on this semester, last semester, about now, Bas Bachal can be Chal even Bechati Shir. You don't need as much of the Isser just for the Bachal and the Basa to become the Isser. It's maybe different than in the case of Kachim. You need less of the Isser, less of the Heter of each one to create the Isser.
That might be true. Right, that might be true, but that's why I was careful to say that Rashi and the Ramban are not saying that there's quantitatively less Isser after Hagala. You really have to say that there's qualitatively less Isser. That's what the Ran says. We've spent a lot of time on this Ran. The Ran about no Saint Tam bar no Saint Tam. The Ran says, why is a Tam Sheni mutter by Basar and Chola? Because the Tam Sheni is Iklish. It's weakened. That means it's weakened qualitatively, not just quantitatively. The Rashba in Torah Sabaya says a similar thing, that it's Iklish Hatam. I think that's a very important point. It's not that the Isser now is qualitatively less. Of course it's qualitatively less, but it's more than that. It's also, of course it's quantitatively less. But the key is that it's qualitatively weakened. And because it's qualitatively weakened, even if you don't need a full shear of bus, a full shear of cholov, to create that shear, but that Issur Basar V'Chola, that was a Machlokas Rav and Levi that we saw in Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis. But that doesn't matter over here, because if you have a qualitatively weakened Bliya of Basar and weakened Bliya of Cholov, then it's not going to create Basar V'Cholov anyway. So that's why when you have Heter Bola, Hagola is going to be sufficient. How does that apply to Chametz and Pesach? Well, that's dependent on the Machlokas. The Machlokas were the Chametz Heter Bola, Chametz Issur Bola. If you assume that it's a terabala, so then Hagola would be sufficient for anything that's Nivla, even if it's Nivla Ba'esh, whereas if you assume it's Isurabala, so if it's Nivla Ba'esh, then you would need Libun. How does that help us for the case that we were talking about? person comes to a new apartment and he takes over the apartment. He wants to be able to use the oven. The oven was used be'issa. Right? The oven was used be'issa. I'm sorry. Let's talk about the case where the oven was used for meat and you want to use it for dairy. Right? How is this going to help us in the case of the oven that you want to kasher from meat to dairy? Right? The kashering the oven from issa we spoke about. That's Rav Moshe and Diane Weiss and we discussed that. Right, that definitely would need a libun, but the question is, do we say Kabbalah Kaf Polto or do we not say Kabbalah Kaf Polto? But now we're trying to figure out that when there's Hetera Bola, it sounds from the Gemara and Avodah Zarah that there should be a Kula. Right? From the Gemara it sounds like if it's only Hetera Bola, Hagola should be sufficient. So is that going to help us with this oven? Doesn't really sound like it's going to help us, right? Because who's going to do Hagola on an oven? But you're going to splash boiling water on the oven? It just doesn't seem like practically it's going to work. So how's this Gemara going to help us? It might help for the Shput and the Askela, right? You only need to dunk it into boiling water. But how's this going to help us for an oven? The answer is that if Hagala is sufficient, it could be that there's a different type of Libun that's equal to a Hagala. This is what I want to share with you. There's a comment of the Mordechai. The Mordechai actually at the end of Masechet Avodah Zarah. It's at the end of Simen Tov Tov Samach, but it's quoted by the Beis Yosef. So let's take a look at this Mordechai in the Beis Yosef itself. This is a very famous Mordechai, which the Ramah quotes the Halacha. What does the Beis Yosef say? Let's go past the Mishnah Berurah for a moment. Okay, the Beis Yosef writes as follows. HaMordechai Kasa B'Sof Avodah Zarah, the Kelim Abluah Me'ither Bo'u Neshiras Klipa. Notice the Mordechai is machmer that if Kelim Abluim from Isser, you need Neshiras Klipa. You don't say Kabbalah Kachpolta by Libun. Aval Abluim mehete goncholav obasar ain't zrichen Libun godol de Neshiras Klipa. Elarak achetehe yatzo letes bo mishnei evorea. Says the Mordechai, but if it's a terabola, then you don't need Libun godol ke Neshiras Klipa, what we call conventionally Libun chomer. So up to Mordechai, no, if we're talking about a bli of chalav or a bli of basar, so then all you need is yad so lettuce bo mishnei evoreha. It should be yad so lettuce bo on either side of the metal. Don't test it with your hand, but that's the shear that it has to be, okay? The gamer gilin livdok, so how do they test it? Don't put your hands on the oven. Gamer gilin livdok, al yedei nesinas kash oleha mi bachutz, liros im hakash nisraf behochi sagi. So Zokta Mordechai, what's the test to see that it's Yatzo Letisbo on the two sides? Kash Nisraf. That's the phrase that the post can use. If the kash is Nisraf, if you put straw on the hot oven, if it combusts instantaneously, that shows you that it's Yatzo Letisbo on each side. Zokta Mordechai, that's enough. If you have a terabola, then this kind of libun, that's called libun kal, right? Libun kal is sufficient. You don't need libun chomer. It doesn't have to be nitzotzos nissen. It doesn't have to be ashar saklipa. It doesn't even have to be kabbalah kachpolto. I'll just add into him with dying wise. It doesn't even have to be kabbalah kachpolto. Libun kal is enough. Kash nisraf is enough. Mekamakom dai bekach. It's enough with kash nisraf. Why? The kevan the heterabala im kain daila hem behagala. V'avagav the tashmisha mali de ha'or k'demasha b'shmaitin. Since heterabala hagala is sufficient, it was nifla beheter hagala is sufficient, even though it was tashmisha al yideh ha'or, v'holo gara libun ze me hagala. V'osa libun maflit yosem me hagala ad kan lashona. Zokta Mordechai, this kind of libun kal, this kind of libun of kash nisraf, that's even stronger than Hagala. So if Hagala is sufficient whenever there's a Terabala, so Liban Kal of Kash Nisraf should be sufficient as well. That's the Chiddush of the Mordechai. And this is what the Ramah Paskins as well. And take a look in Shulchan Aruch, going back to the previous page. And the Ramah, let's go back to Sif Dalit. Okay, kelim shemishtamshim bohem al yidei ha'or gan shpudim ve'askelo sochiotze bohem tzrichen. Let's see, tzrichen libun. They need libun. V'aliban hu atshinu tzotzos nitzem mehem. Remember Moshe's diuk from the mechaber. The Mechaber holds you need Nitzotzos Nitzin. Okay, Libun has to be Libun Chomer, Nitzotzos Nitzin. Okay, maybe some will say you don't need Nitzotzos Nitzin, Kabbal Kapoto is enough. But it still has to be hot, the same heat as the fire. Dr. Amma, V'yesh Mekilin in this Laben Kolkach Shekash Nisraf Olav Mibachutz. There are some who are Mekil that even if you only have Libun, that the Kash is Nisraf Mibachutz. V'noagin Kisvar Rishona. What's he saying? He's talking about Chomets. So he says, some are Mekil by Chomets even if you only have Kash Nisraf. V'noagin Kisvar Rishona B'chol Dover Shedino B'Libun. We're knowing like the first Svara, something that's really Nishtamesh Ayadei Eish, Chometz is Nishtamesh Ayadei Eish, we're knowing like the Svara Rishona. Why? Why are we knowing like the Svara Rishona? Why? What does the Mishnah Berurah say in Sivkot and Lamed Beis? It says, because the Ramah says, Me'ikar Adin Wemachma, the Chometz is Taka Isura Bola. So if it was Nivla, they ha Eish, Wemachma, that you need Libun. Avul Dova Shedino Bahagola, Rakshi Eish Bo Stokim. Oshimachmirim. Lilabno, something that's either dino bahagola, but you just can't do agola because it has cracks in it. You can't do agola properly, so it needs libun. Or maybe something that you're machmer to do libun on. If it's only a chumra, sagi belibun kal kazeh. In such a case, libun kal is enough. Zokter amma meikar dimu machmer the chomitz is taka yisura bala. So if it's nishamesh ayde ha eish, you should need eish. You should need libun chomer. Whatever libun chomer is. Whether it's Nitzotzos Nitzin or it's Kabbalah Kachpolto, but you should need a strong heat. But if something only needs Hagolah, so then you can exchange the Hagolah for a Libun Kal. Because Libun Kal equals Hagolah. What is Libun Kal? The Poskim say it's about 400 or 500 degrees. It's a broil. It's a broil. So for our purposes, really, if you hold Kabbalah Kachpolto by Libun, you're basically going to say that you need a Libun Kal, because they're basically interchangeable. Because we'll assume that the highest temperature in the oven, which I think is about 500, 550, that's Kabbalah Kachpolto, and that's also Libun Kal. I mean, Libun Kal is really a little bit less than that, but, you know, we'll put it on to the highest temperature. That's what we would do. We put it on to about 500 degrees to broil. So comes the Mordechai and says, Libun Kal is like Hagolah. So anytime Hagolah is necessary for the Heksher, you can exchange it for a Libun Kal. So in an oven, if you cooked in the oven bus and now you want to cook Cholov, so how do you kasher the oven? You put the oven up to the highest temperature for an hour, whatever, for a certain amount of time. Why? Well, what kind of a Libun is that? That's not a Libun. Is that a Libun? Yeah, even the Machmirim who hold that you need Nitzotzos Nitzin would say that from Basa to Cholim, since that's a Terabola, Hagola is sufficient. And whenever Hagola is sufficient, Libun Kal is sufficient. So do a Libun Kal, that's enough. And everyone would say that's totally fine. Okay, so that's the way that one can kasher from meat to dairy, from dairy to meat. Rabbi Simon once pointed out to me that based on the Mordechai, we have another snif lahakel when it comes to kashering an oven from Isser Mamish. Remember we said, Dayan Weiss claimed that you can be Mekel because Kabbalah Kachpolto by Libun. And then we said that maybe we can add Rav Henkin Svara that since the Blia that we're talking about really is steam, and steam might not be a problem Bechlal, it's a Shailen Poskim, so maybe we could be Mekel even more so to rely on those Poskim that steam might not be a problem. Rabbi Simon wanted to say that based on the Mordechai, there's another room to be Mekel. Why? Because if the whole problem is one of steam, even if you'll be Machmer for the Rush, even if you'll be Machmer for what the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rush, that steam is like the Mashke, Zeya is like the Isser itself, so it might pose a problem. But how do you kasher from steam? Let's assume steam is a problem. How do you kasher from steam? Well, what's the mode of heksher? So the Darkei Tshuva quotes in the Pri Chodosh that when it comes to steam, you're machsher b'hagola. Even if the steam was nivla on the fire, in an oven, it doesn't matter. If the problem is steam, so think about it. Right, if the Issa was Nivla through steam, so how is it Yotze? It's Yotze through some kind of water. It's Yotze through steam. Dr. Tshuva quotes the Prima Godin that Kabbalah Kachpolta. What the Pri Chodesh is saying is that if it was Nivla through steam, then it's Yotze through steam. It's Yotze through Kabbalah Kachpolta. So if that's the case, what Heksher is more similar to steam? Most similar to steam? What do you think? Hagala or Liban? Chora Hagala. So, if the Bliya al Ha'esh was through steam, so the Pri Chadash says that the Hechsher is through steam. So basically, what you're telling me, if the Bliya is through steam, Hagol is sufficient. So if Hagol is sufficient, so how should the oven be kasher? You tell me, how should the oven be kasher? Not by throwing boiling water into the oven, but how should it be kasher? Through Libun Kal. That's the Mordechai's Yisod. Whenever Hagol is sufficient, Libun Kal works in place of the Hagola. So Lechora, in this case, even if Issa was nivla into the oven, but it was nivla through the steam, no one's making hamburgers on the walls of the oven or on the floor of the oven. They're putting it into pots. They're making it in the pots in the oven. No one's going to use the grates. You can see on the grates that they haven't been used for a barbecue. It's not barbecue grates. Using the grates to put pots on, the whole problem is one of steam. So the problem is one of steam, even if we'll be machmir for the rush, to assume that steam of Isser is like the Isser itself, and it's a problem, but the reality is the Hechsher of steam, according to the Pri Chadash, is through Hagala. So if the Hechsher is through Hagala, then we can apply the Mordechai, that Libun Kal can take the place of Hagala. So you can do a Libun Kal and put the oven up to 500 degrees, and that should be sufficient to kasher it, not just from basar to chala to basar, but from iser to heter as well. Okay, questions? Okay, this concludes the first sugya of Hechsher. So we've spoken about a lot of different things over here. I'm sorry, someone said something?
What about steam of roseach? Is that not hot enough?
Steam roseach. What do you mean? To kasher with steam?
Yeah.
Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he assumes that it could be that kashering with steam would work, but it might be that Hagola requires boiling water. Maybe steam is somehow a little bit different. Technically speaking, you should be able to kasher with the steam itself, because Kabbalah Kachpoto should tell me that you can kasher with steam. It could be, if you're going to use Hagol, if you hold it, you need boiling water, so then it might not be that steam would work. But for us, it doesn't matter. You're not going to use steam in the oven anyway, because you're not sure, it's not clear that the steam is going to touch all the sides of the oven. It's better to use the Libun Kal than the steam. Even though presumably steam itself would work because Kabbalah Kachpolta. Okay, so we've spoken about the basics of Hechsher, different types of Hechsher, Hagola and Liban. We've talked about how Hagola and Liban work, whether they're Maflet or Sabli or the surface of Liban Komo. We talked about Heterabola, Isurabola, and what kind of Hechsher you would need, Legabe each. So we've spoken about a lot of the basics of Hechsher Kelim. Okay, the next major issue that we have to talk about is the fact that most kelim, when you come to kasher them, the bliya inside the kli is no longer lishvach. It's no longer a good bliya. Meaning, the kli has waited 12 hours, 24 hours. There's a certain amount of time that has elapsed from the moment that you use the kli to the time that you're being machshir the kli. And the question is, does that play a role in the issue of hechsher? Does that make the Hechsher more lenient? Maybe I shouldn't have to kasher the Kli Bechlal. Right? Once the Kli is what we call Kli She'ino Ben Yomo, if it hasn't been used in a certain amount of time, so then maybe I shouldn't have to kasher the Kli Bechlal. So that's something that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah relates to, the Gemara in Daf Ayin Vav and Marav, the part that we skipped. And the Rishonim have a debate there to figure out exactly when we'll assume that it's what we call Eino Ben Yomo. That the tam that's going to come out of the kli is not nosin tam lishvach, but rather it's nosin tam lifgam. Let's take a look at this gemara together. Let's look at the sugya. Let's open up. We'll see the Rashi, a little bit of Tosfos. We'll see how the gemara develops. So let's bring it back to Ayin Hamid Beis. Right, we're just about finished with the gemara and Ayin Hamid Beis. We've read through different shiurim. We've read through kamat the entire gemara. So we mentioned yesterday the braisa. The braisa. And the Fayin Hayamah Beis talks about all the different types of kelim that were used by the non-Jew and what the Hechsher is, if it was used Bitzonen and Bechamen and Be'esh, etc. Right? So then the Braisa says like this on the bottom. V'chulon. Five lines from the bottom. V'chulon sh'nishtamesh bohenat sh'lo yatbil v'sh'lo yagil v'sh'lo yilabein. Tani chada osa v'tani idach muter. Let's say you use the kli before you did any of the processes that the that the Braisa says you're supposed to do. You did it before, you were matpil, right? If it was used betzonin, so then the Braisa says, matpilon v'hen taharim, you just have to be told them, because the tzvila is like a hadach, it's going to rinse off the clean. So let's say you didn't do the tzvila, and you didn't do the hagol, and you didn't do the libun, so what's the din? Let's say you then cook in the kli, will it aser the food in the kli? So one Braisa says it does aser, and the other Braisa says it's mutter. Now what's interesting, before we even look at the Gemara, what's interesting about this line of Gemara? Gemara says that if you use the kli before tevila, before hagala, before liban. So I understand that why the Gemara should be talking about using the kli before hagala, before liban, because you're using the kli before heksha. Now you're using the kli before heksha. But what does the Gemara mean that if you use it ad shelo yatpil, before you were tovel? Now I know we said tevila is the heksha of hadacha, but that's not what the Gemara says. It says ad shelo yatpil. If you use it before the tevila, there's one braisa that says that the food that you cook in the kli is osir. The other braisa says that it's mutter. Now, what's strange about that? What's strange about that? What do you think? Ad shelo yatpil, use the kli before tevila. One braisa says it's mutter, the other braisa says osir. So the braisa that says it's mutter, I get, right? Because if you use a kli without tevila, so then the food doesn't become osir. Isn't that what we said? Right, we said that there's an issa to use a kli without tefillas kalim even once. But the reality is, even if you use the kli multiple times, be'issa, you shouldn't do it. But if you do it, it doesn't aser any food. So the line, ad shelo yatpil, tani chada osir, tani idach mutter, the one braisa that says osir seems very difficult. Because osir makes sense when you talk about ad shelo yatpil, yagil, ad shelo yilabin. But ad shelo yatpil should be osir? So someone talks about this. Does anyone know who talks about this question? Tosfos. The last Tosfos on the daf. I didn't assign it to you. But let's do it together. Because it's a fun Tosfos. A little short Tosfos. That we've done, I think we've done all the Tosfos on the daf. Right, we've really done Ayin Hayim at Beis pretty well. Let's see. Yeah, Mayim we did. Ah, Hasakin. We didn't do Hasakin. We didn't do the first Tosfos on the Mishnah. But we did Mayim, Behilchas, Avol, E, Magilam. We did all the Tosfosim. So let's do the last one too. The Kulan Shnishnish Damish Bahim. Lemandat Tani Mutter, Nokat Shapir, Ad Shelo Yatpil. So there's one Braisa that says that it's Mutter. Why is it Mutter? So the Gemara is going to say, you know why it's Mutter? Even if you weren't Magil, you didn't do Libun, because no Sintam Lefgam is Mutter. Right? So, okay. So that explains those lines. But what does it mean, Achlo Yatpil is mutter? So that's great, right? He says it's great if according to the Braisa that it's mutter, that's great, because without tevila, it's going to be mutter, because it's not going to aser the food without tevila. Avol manda tani aser ain lesser im nishtamish bo kodem tevila. But according to the manda Omar, according to the Braisa that says aser, how can you aser if you use it before tefillah? Didn't we say that the food doesn't become us if you use it before tefillah? So he's just pointing out that the braisa seems difficult. The braisa that says mutter seems difficult. The braisa that says usr, excuse me, seems difficult because it's saying even if you use it before tefillah, it's usr. How can that be? Miu says Tosfos, ikal ameimar, de gozer otu kodem hagol avalibun. But says Tosfos, maybe the answer is that they will gozer otu hagola v'libun. That if you use it before hagola v'libun, then taka will aser the maichol. So maybe Chazal will gozer, if you use a kli before tefillah, it will aser as well. What's Tosfos saying? There are two dayas in Tosfos. The first day assumes as a dover poshet, that it's not going to aser. Right? That it's not going to aser. It's not going to aser if you use the kli before the tefillah. Can't. So he's troubled with the braisa. How can you say aser? The second day it says, no, maybe taka, it is aser. Right? This is the shitas yochid that we're looking for. This is the one daya. Right? There are some other rishonim that say this, but this is the one daya that says that if you use a kli before tefillah, it will taka aser the food. But Tosfos sort of adds it as a dechia. The real shita of Tosfos is that the food doesn't become aser. food doesn't become usher, and he says it's taka difficult. The fact that the Braisa says, one Braisa says that it's usher, even ad shelo yatpil, is very difficult because that's not true. What you really have to say is that usher is only going on ad shelo yatpil, ad shelo yagil, ad shelo yelabin. That's what you have to say. The Tani Chada Mutter is going on all of them, and the Tanya Idach Usser is saying, if you weren't Magal, if you weren't Malabain, then it's going to be Usser. But Achlo Yatpil, of course it's not going to be Usser. There was never a Havamina that should be Usser. Okay, that's Pshat and Tosfos. Okay, so that Tosfos is one of the sources for this principle, because the main sheet of Tosfos is that he assumes that it doesn't Usser the food if you use it before the Tefillah. So this is one of the sources of that principle. Let's take a look at the Gemara. Let's continue. Okay? So Tanya Chada Asav Tanya Yidach Mutter. So what's the machlokas of the Braisa? So Lokasha says the Gemara, Hakamanda Amar Nosen Tam Lefkam Asar, Hakamanda Amar Nosen Tam Lefkam Mutter. How can you say that without Hagola, without Libun, it's not going to ask for the food? Must be Nosen Tam Lefkam Mutter. Nosen Tam Lefkam Mutter. That inside the walls of the Kli, it's Nosen Tam Lefkam, it's not going to give a good taste, so therefore it's Mutter. And the Braisa that says it's Asar, they assume Nosen Tam Lefkam is Asar. So, frag the Gemara, ulamanda amanos and tamlefkam mutter. Giuli al dikachavim das, rachman eichem ishkachasla. But if you hold nos and tamlefkam is mutter, so why did the Torah prohibit clay midyan until you have giul, until you have hechsher? Amar of chiebred ravhuna, lo asu Torah la kadera bas yoma. Talk to Gemara, the Isser is only by kadera bas yoma. The Isser is only by Kedera Bas Yoma. Only if it hasn't been used, only if not enough time has elapsed, right? Only if very little time has elapsed. He calls it Bas Yoma. We'll have to see what Bas Yoma means. If it's a Kedera Bas Yoma, Zogt Rav Chia Breid Rav Huna, that's when you need Hechsher. But if it's not a Kedera Bas Yoma, he seems to be saying that you shouldn't need Hechsher. The lav nosin tam lev gam keder bas yom is not nosin tam lev gam. So there, if you hold nosin tam lev gam is mutter, must be giulei of the kochavim is only necessary by keder bas yom. In fact, the gemara mikam ve'elech lishteri. What does that mean? Rashi explains. So after bas yom, even lechatchila you should be able to use the kli. Why does the braisa say? Look, b'di'eved. If you weren't magil, if you weren't malabein, it's mutter. What do you mean b'di'eved? Even lechatchil it should be mutter. After it's not a bas yoma. So after the Gemara, the famous line, gzeira kedera sheina bas yoma mishum kedera bas yoma. The taka, the reason why you need hechsher in a kedera after bas yoma is only midraban. It's a gzeira. It's a gzeira that you won't wait the time. You won't wait until it's bas yoma. So, because we're afraid you won't wait till it's bas yoma, that's why Chazal say even after it's ain't a bas yoma, you still have to be machsher it. This is a key principle to hechsher kelim. Most of the kelim we're going to be machsher are not kelim b'nei yoma. They're kelim that are not b'nei yoma. So what are we being machsher then for? Midrabanan we have to be machsher. Minatorah tak, according to this day, minatorah they don't require hechsher. It's no sin tam levgam, there's no problem. Midrabanan, because of the gzer, k'der shin bas yoma, to bas yoma, that's why we're going to be machsher. V'idach, and the man da'amer who holds nosen tam levgam osir. So how's he going to learn? How's he going to learn giule klei nachrim? Keder bas yoma nami mifkam pagma. He says that even keder bas yoma also is nosen tam levgam. So he learns goof from giule klei midyan that nosen tam levgam is going to be osir. The fact that the Torah requires to kasher kelim that we use be'isser. The Torah requires you to kasher kelim that we use be'isser, but even a kli ben yomo is going to be nosen tam levgam. That's what he assumes, that even a kli ben yomo is going to be nosen tam levgam. So why is there a need for hechsher kelim bechlal? Because he assumes that even a kli ben yomo is going to be mifkam pagma. There's a little bit of a pagam. So if even a kli ben yomo is going to be usser, if even a kli ben yomo is going to be nosen tam levgam, so why does the Torah force you to be machsher? What's the answer? The answer is no sin tam levgam asr. No sin tam levgam is asr, and that's goof of the point. That it can't be pogma, even it has to be pogma purta, even if it's a ben yomo, and nevertheless the Torah requires a hechsher. So that shows you that no sin tam levgam is going to be asr. Okay, so these are the two days. The mandamer who says no sin tam levgam mutter says that once the kli is not a ben yomo, then technically minat Torah, you should be able to use the kli even without hechsher. The only reason the Torah requires a hechsher on Klei Midyan is because it's talking about Kedera Bas Yoma. And the reason why we're Machshir Kelim, even if they're not B'nai Yoman, is Midrabban and Gezeira Kedera Shein Bas Yoma Atu Bas Yoma. If you hold Nosan Tam of Gam Osa, so then even a Kli Ben Yomo, even if you'll say that a Kli Ben Yomo is Nosan Tam of Gam, it still requires Hechsher. It requires Hechsher Minat Torah. And if you hold Nosan Tam of Gam Osa, so then you'll have to be Machshir a Kli Shein Ben Yomo, you have to be Machshir a Kli Ben Yomo. It doesn't matter. Because Nosan Tam of Gam is Osa, so therefore you're going to have to be Machshir all types of Kelim. Mori Blah.
If Klei Zechuchis
are only Midrabanan, is the Hechsher of Klei Zechuchis only Midrabanan, or is the Tefillah of Klei Zechuchis Midrabanan?
Okay,
we're assuming Hechsher, we have to talk about that. We have to talk about whether Zechuchis requires Hechsher Bechlal. We're Mitzvah Shem next week, we're going to get to that. There actually are a number of shitas. It could be zechuchis is a different type of kli. It's very smooth, so maybe it's not boleya. But we're going to see. But if it is boleya, it definitely needs a hechsher. It definitely should need a hechsher. Okay. Yes, Yosef Trump.
According to the Luman Damar, that notin tam of gam is usher. Does that mean from a doraita level, it's always even napanyawa?
Yes. Because no sin tam lefgam is always going to be asr. Even if it's a bad tam, if it's a tam of isa, then it's going to be asr. And the man de amr no sin tam lefgam asr learns it out of giyule klei nachrim. That's what the Gemara in Avodah Zarah earlier says. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah that I asked you to see, the Gemara on Daf Samach Zayin on the base quotes Machlokes Rabbi Meir Reb Shimon, whether no sin tam lefgam mutter or no sin tam lefgam asr. And the man de omer nosen tam of gam oser learns it from Giulei Nochrim, the Gemara says. Because keder bas yoma I efshe de lo pogma porta, and nevertheless the Torah says that you have to kasha the kalim. Why should you have to kasha the kalim? Must be that nosen tam of gam is taka oser, and that's why it's necessary to kasha the kalim. So the question that we have to address is, what does it mean? How do you define a kli she'eino ben yoma? The Gemara keeps on saying, if it's bas yoma, it has one status according to the man de omer nosen tam of gam mutter. And if it's Eina Bas Yoma, it has a different status. Right? What's Bas Yoma? That's the $64,000 question that we have to answer. So what do you think? What do you think? Bas Yoma. Bas Yoma. We keep on saying Bas Yoma means that it has been used within the last 24 hours. The cliche in a Ben Yoma means it hasn't been used in 24 hours. That's the conventional wisdom. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. But the question is, where does that come from? Is that in the Rishonim? So strangely enough, Rashi, the Gedolei HaMefarshim, Rashi does not seem to learn that way. What does Rashi say? Bas Yoma, Shebishel ba'ove kochavim hayom, Avol bishel ba'esmol kfar hefig ba'taymo belinas laila, v'shuv kishepolto b'tav shelacher eino elo lefgam. What does Rashi say? The only time it's usher, low usher Torah ela keder bas yoma. What does it mean keder bas yoma? That the guy cooked in it today. But if he cooked yesterday, and time elapsed between the cooking and now, how much time? Linas laila. Rashi says, even if there's only a linas laila, that's no sin tam lefgam. In a Torah, there's no need for hechsher at all. So Rashi clearly seems to be defining that Bas Yoma means that it didn't have a Linas Laila. It sounds like if you had a Linas Laila, it doesn't matter that 24 hours haven't passed. You don't need what's called Me'es La'es. You don't need Me'es La'es. Even Linas Laila would be sufficient. Even Linas Laila would be sufficient to turn it into Nosen Tam of Gam. It's a big Chiddush in Rashi. The Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos likes the Rashi. Right, he brings a number of different rayas to the Rashi, but not everyone agrees. Okay, so we'll have to take a look at this next time. We'll have to discuss this in great detail. What does Bas Yoma mean? Does it mean that once Alinas Laila has elapsed, it's already viewed as a Kedera She'eino Ben Yoma? And if that's true, we have to understand what Alinas Laila means. Does it mean a whole night? Let's say I cooked in the middle of the night. Let's say it's in the winter time, and Tesa Kochavim is at 5 o'clock, and I cooked supper at 7 o'clock. So do we say that Linas Laila means once daybreak comes, it's already Lefgam? Or do we say we need the full Laila? And then the further question is that even true? Is Linas Laila sufficient, or do we need Me'es La'es Mamish? So this is a major question that we have to address. It could be a big machlokas harishonim, and we'll see that this sheet of Rashi, even though it's not the mainstream, the Iker Psak of the Shulchan Aruch is that you need Me'es La'es to make the Kli into a Kli She'ena Ben Yomo. But we are mitzar of Shitas Rashi for certain circumstances, and that's a very important kula, because we will see in the Hemshech of Tosfos, all this is going to work out with all the details of Tosfos. But knowing what makes the Kli into a Kli She'ena Ben Yomo is very important, even though it is true, according to the Gemara, you will still have to be machsha the kli, even if it's a kli she'ena ben yomo, but it's only midrabanan at that point. So there's much more room to be makel. If we're negotiating a chi of midrabanan to be machsha the kli, so we readily see that there'll be much more room for kula. So it's very important to know what does it mean a kli she'ena bas yomo. So hopefully, Mitzvah Shem on Monday, we'll continue the sugya, and we'll try to define exactly what a kli she'ena ben yomo is, and then we'll figure out what the psak halacha should be as well.